Welcome to day 8 of the 21 Days to Self-Love Meditation Experience. Adjusting your mirror to see clearly. I'm going to start with a list of very important questions, and then we're going to go right into a formal meditation. What judgments do you have about other people? These judgments show you your hidden aspects that need to be healed. Once you own them, other people's behaviors will not bother you. What do the feelings and emotions of others provoke in you that you just want to go away? What you reject in others is what you reject in yourself. What feelings and emotions do you not want to own? What feelings and emotions do you not want to own? What scenarios in your life keep getting repeated? Do you keep attracting the same kind of negative people in your life? What are they trying to show you? Okay, be really honest. What are you trying to hide from others? Recognize that it takes twice as much energy to hide these aspects from yourself and others than it does to own them. Where are you being inauthentic in your interactions with people? In what situations do you put on a mask? What aspects of yourself do you not want others to see, so you wear a mask? What are you hiding? What are your deepest, darkest, and most terrible secrets? Okay, these are very tough questions, yet important to ask. These are questions about your resistances. What you resist will persist. Now let's go into a meditation to release the resistances to the negative things that are being mirrored back to you, to what you're judging, to what negative patterns you are repeating, and to the secrets that you are trying to hide. It's time to readjust your mirror to see and operate clearly. Now sit in your chair with feet flat on the floor, with a straight spine yet relaxed. And I ask that you center in your heart and state your attention to be filled with the wondrous energies of your divine self. It could sound something like this. In the name of my I Am Presence, I now ask that every cell, atom, and electron of my body and every particle of my life, of who I am in all dimensions and states of consciousness, be totally filled with the miracle energies of the violet flame of freedom's love. I now ask to be filled over and over again, 24 hours a day, each day of my life. Now breathe in deeply because you're breathing in the violet flame. Breathe in the violet flame. And exhale and begin to release the stress that you carry. Breathe in this wondrous flame. And exhale to release your resistances. Now imagine that the chair that you're sitting in is made of pure violet crystal. And under you is the cool violet flame rising up to enfold you, starting with your lower chakras. As it burns up from underneath, it is entering and infusing every cell of your being, and breathe this in now. And at the same time, there is another flame coming down from above, penetrating your crown chakra from the top of your head, infusing every cell of your body, mind, and soul. And as you breathe it into your heart with awareness, you are being filled with the violet flame of freedom like never before. This experience may be different for each one of you. Just keep breathing in the energy. Now, whether you see the ascended Master Saint Germain or not, know that he is filling you with love and imprinting your auric field with the flame of compassion, which is also the seventh ray activity. Be open now to a greater level of compassion for you and your own healing and for your loved ones. Whatever you feel needs healing, all those resistances that you hold on to, invoke the energies of compassion and forgiveness into it. Invoke it in. And then allow the changes to take place by being detached from an outcome. Be in the space of allowance. Be with what is. This is what I call dancing with what presents. Not judging what comes up, but being with it. It's being in the space of neutrality. Not indifference, very different, just neutral. Accepting. Feel a lessening of density and a lightness about you. Feel the sensation of joy infusing your every aspect of your being as you release your resistances. When you allow yourself to feel joy, you lessen your burdens. Allow this love and power to nurture you. Breathe it in. breathe in the powerful violet flame now. Again, breathe it in deeply as if you are taking in waves and waves and waves of violet flame through every cell of your being. Know that you are dissolving from your being all that does not reflect perfect love and harmony. Know that you are transmuting all errors of the past and barriers of your ascension. It's good to know this, so feel grateful for this cleansing and healing. And call in the violet flame often, and be mindful of not recreating your lives through your thoughts, feelings, and words. In other words, your resistances. You have transmuted energy in this meditation. So again, be mindful of not recreating in your lives through thoughts, feelings, and words. And when you do this on a consistent basis, the mirror, what's being reflected back to you, is ease, joy, and glory. And I'll see you in 24 hours, and I'm sending you off with love.